The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is from blackenterprise.com and is titled, Atlanta's Water Boys Make a Business Out of a Childhood Hustle. Atlanta is known for its many enterprises, and its local water boys are among its most known cultural elements. Three of these young entrepreneurs have turned the everyday hustle into a viable business that does more than just make some extra cash. Three Atlanta adolescents have turned their after-school gig into Water Boys in the Hood, a brand that references the classic 1991 film. 11 Alive spoke to Amir, Serge, and Makai on how they found a way to make their brand about communal support and entrepreneurship. What was once boys selling water bottles on the side of the road has catapulted into all types of merchandise, including hoodies, hats, t-shirts, and now branded bottles of water. The Water Boys' efforts are not stopping with new marketing. They are visiting water plants to gain knowledge on the distribution of safe, clean water to their communities. Not only are the sales connecting them to learn more of the industry they are undoubtedly a part of, but also to gain funding to support their families. It did make me feel good, shared Serge. I can buy my mom or my brother something. I could buy my family something and it won't hurt me. A former water boy, filmmaker Greg Williams, has chosen to film their lives and what it means to make a brand for oneself out of this seemingly simple idea. The bottle is way bigger than just part of their hustle. A water boy story is bigger than just a bottle, Williams said. While the many waters boys across the city are trying to find legal ways to make money, their services are not always conducted with a smile on everyone's face. The safety of both seller and patron has been a growing risk, with the boys venturing out onto busy streets at a young age, as well as the scams tweens can push onto unsuspecting customers. However, this cohort of aspiring salesmen seeks to reduce that stigma by creating a brand that uplifts the tradition and celebrates their hard-working hustle. The impact that water has had for this pioneering trio has been quite lucrative, as the money amassed can have a profit of hundreds from a $5 case of water. Now it's allowing them to buy into their dreams and begin a new legacy for the group. The next article is the must-have products for the season from HBCU alumni. It's homecoming season, so you know we have to show our love for HBCUs across the nation. Through the Target Scholars Program and HBCU Design Challenge, Target is committed to supporting HBCU students through scholarships, mentorships, and internship opportunities. Check out some of these innovative products created by HBCU alumni available at Target. Culture Karaoke Game. Music lovers, this Black-owned card game is sure to spice up your next game night. Culture Karaoke is a music-focused card game where players test their knowledge of hip-hop and R&B history. HBCU Culture Shop. Founder Danielle Riley
created HBCU Culture Shop to address the lack of available apparel for historically black colleges and universities, starting with Florida A&M. Her small pre-sale line sold out twice, leading to a valuable idea. Now the HBCU Culture Shop produces fashionable and accessible apparel for black alumni and supporters to showcase their pride and revolutionize the industry. Slutty, vegan, side dip banging, hot Atlanta spicy, and spinach artichoke plant-based snacks. Calling all foodies, Slutty Vegan's Bangin' Dip Snacks are all that you'll need. Not only are they 100% plant-based, these vegan dips are full of high-quality ingredients, freshness, and not to mention absolutely delicious. The Lip Bar Vegan Matte Liquid Lipstick. What's a summer night out without a pop of color on the lip? This Lip Bar Vegan Matte Liquid Lipstick is essential to your favorite summer makeup routine. These long-lasting 8 to 12-hour lipsticks offer a smooth yet silky matte finished look, leaving your makeup simply flawless. HBCU Dolls. Get inspired by the HBCU Homecoming Queen and Student Body President Dolls, proudly representing historically black colleges and universities, featuring diverse shades of brown skin and textured hair. These dolls are perfect for inspiring young black children everywhere. Thread Face It Complexion Stick. Every girl needs the perfect concealer that can be used at any given moment. Thanks to the Thread Face It Complexion Stick, that concealer is here, offering a weightless cream complexion offered in 24 shades. Thread Gloss It Lip Gloss. Keep your lips moisturized all season long with this long-lasting lip gloss, infused with lip-nourishing ingredients, including shea butter, mango seed oil, and vitamin E. Your lips will be kiss-worthy every second of the day. Culture Tags Card Game. Did someone say game night? But let's make it black owned. Culture Tags is the must-have card game that tests your knowledge of black culture from movies or hit phrases. Make sure you're prepared because your black card may just be up for grabs. Play Pits for Us by Mom Natural Deodorants. The sweet and sultry blend of lemon, rich amber, and jasmine in Play Pits Queen will leave you smelling luxurious. Play Pits Sugar Kids deodorant comes mom approved, crafted with the best quality non-toxic ingredients that are safe for anyone, contains no parabens, and no synthetic fragrance. Young King Hair Care. Our little black boy curls matter, and Young King Hair Care is intentionally crafted with multicultural boys in mind. The leave-in conditioner detangles, hydrates, and moisturizes all in one. Young King Hair Care Curling Cream is made with a perfect blend of plant-based ingredients, including shea butter and marshmallow root, to promote healthy, nourishing texture. The Young King Hair Pomade is an amazing way to provide, hold, and improve overall hair health without any drying effects. The next article is titled Essence and Coca-Cola, If Not For My Girls, Season 5. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar and Essence brought the Season 5 cast of If Not For My Girls from the screen to IRL during the Essence Festival of Culture in NOLA. Backed by a soundtrack of laughs from the festival attendees, recording artist Moni Long and Bia, alongside multi-hyphenate comedian and host Pretty V, brought Real Talk to the Coca-Cola booth, representing the brand new season of If Not For My Girls. These empowering ladies left it all on the stage, reminding us of the power of sisterhood and how much fun it is to share a laugh with your girls. Giving face and flowers, the cast had funny and transparent conversations with the attendees about their careers, relationships, and inspirations while encouraging the audience to celebrate their limitless potential. Just when it couldn't get any better, Bia performed some of her chart-topping hits. Don't miss the opportunity next year to grab your girls and create your own recipe for magic and memories in NOLA.
The next article is Notes About Essence Contributors. Emil Wilbekin, an expert editorial creator, content curator, and multimedia storyteller who wrote and co-produced the Netflix doc, The Remix, Hip Hop X Fashion, Wilbekin penned, quote unquote, A Perfect Fit, which explores the creative collaboration between actor, singer, and new mother Kiki Palmer and acclaimed designer Sergio Hudson. Wilbekin, the former managing editor of Essence.com, has served as chief content officer at Afropunk, editor-in-chief of Giant, VP of brand development at Mark Echo Enterprises, and editor-in-chief of Vibe magazine. Tamika Gibson, with more than 25 years in the beauty biz, this celebrity hairstylist and educator knows her craft. Her love and passion for the industry have motivated her to create safe wigs and hair replacement products. This month, she worked her magic on our cover star, Kiki Palmer. Gibson recently released a line called the Ashley Marie Collection to address issues that women face with making hair manageable and healthy. Zara Spencer. As a native of the island of Barbados, Spencer was ideally suited to provide an insider's view for Carnival for everybody. The writer and development specialist has a master's from Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs and is committed to sharing previously untold stories from underserved communities. You can find her pieces in Allure, The Every Girl, Life and Time, and many more outlets. Michael Street, a former editorial director for Out and The Advocate magazines, Street is known for articles that cover blackness, queerness, fashion, and the intersections therein. His work has been published in Vogue, GQ, The New York Times, and The Wall Street Journal. In this issue, the writer and editor lent his expertise to not just Beyoncé, ballroom's global impact, about the cultural phenomenon and its recent partnerships with fashion brands. Reagan Henderson, this New York City-based creative, specializes in directing and image making. A graduate of NYU Tisch School's film and television program, she is fueled by telling thoughtful stories to educate herself and anyone who consumes her art. She captured fashion pioneer Brandis Danielle for From Harlem with Love. Henderson's work was showcased at the MET Museum when she was 18 and since then has been featured in Variety, Forbes, InStyle, and Paper, among others. The next article is a letter from the editor. As I sit back and think about the beautiful celebration of blackness and community that was the 2023 Essence Festival of Culture, presented by Coca-Cola this past summer, I can't imagine a better place to formally introduce myself than on these sacred pages. Our festival themes serve as a perfect foundation for connection as we move into the fall season and head toward a new year. I am so grateful and privileged to be the new Chief Content Officer of Essence Ventures, a role that I took as one of the grandest honors and most serious undertakings of my entire career. Whenever I take on a challenge, I remind myself of what has been my personal motivation since I was a young child to ensure that the voices who have been the most counted out and overlooked have a chance to be heard, and that those who have historically been excluded have an opportunity to express themselves freely, fearlessly, and in a manner that secures their dignity. This sentiment is what makes me so immensely proud to have begun my journey at Essence Ventures at the time of the EFOC in New Orleans. Our strategic expansion of the legendary festival created a platform for our theme, celebrating 50 years of hip hop, which was brought to you as only Essence could by centering Black women and our communities with all the Black women headliners on the stage, from Lauryn Hill to Missy Elliott to Megan Thee Stallion. EFOC reinforced our continued commitment to representing and including the full spectrum of Blackness. We saw that intra-community inclusiveness at the convention center, bolstered by strong partnerships and by talks on the global Black Economic Forum stage on topics like today's urgent politics and book banning. Then there was the men's zone with thoughtful ruminations from Black fathers plus Afropunk's powerful offerings and BeautyCon's diverse brands and discussions on global beauty. It's that very spirit of celebrating, respecting, and amplifying all facets of Blackness that will continue to inspire and guide our storytelling. In this issue, you will hear from defining LGBTQ+ Black voices, past and present, who shaped ballroom culture and fought for mainstream recognition of the culture that was past due, and our very own senior news and politics editor, Malika Jabali, gifts us with an excerpt from her upcoming book that examines the ills of capitalism and how we can move past them. With much respect, we also hear the unapologetic voices of the writers and actors who are withholding their labor on strike, fighting for equitable use of technology, and boldly demanding what they are owed from the entertainment industry that they make so special and profitable. As we continue to highlight the contributions of Blackness to culture, we have graced this issue with odes to our enduringly fly style as a people, from honoring how HBCU traditions are pushing fashion forward to speaking with the iconic Pharrell Williams, a multifaceted talent who transformed music and is now making his mark on the Louis Vuitton brand. Our visionary style is magnificently conveyed by our dynamic cover stars, Sergio Hudson, a queer Black man and masterful fashion designer, deserves to be center stage for his commitment to the revolutionary act of dressing Black women. In this issue, his mission is exemplified by none other than his dazzling cover co-star, creative muse, and friend, the incomparable actress and singer Kiki Palmer. This partnership is an example of how beautiful the spectrum of our community is and how, when we support each other, we truly are at our best. The next article is titled, Elevate Your Style. While ready-to-wear plays a vital role in defining your look, there is no denying the transformative power of the right accessories. Your bag and shoes can effortlessly elevate your simple white t-shirt from low-key to high-brow. Consider your favorite pair of stilettos. Not only are they sexy and chic, but they can turn your everyday jeans into a stunning ensemble. They are perfect for both networking events and date nights, making you feel like you're on top of the world. Then there are the limited edition earrings, the ones you bought as soon as they dropped. Think about how polished you feel putting them on, knowing that you are among the few lucky ones who own them. And let's not forget the little black dress. It's not complete without the stylish handbag you picked up during your first time in Paris. And, of course, a style icon doesn't just throw on any sunglasses. She carefully selects the pair that strikes a balance between the sporty and sleek look she does so well. Accessories aren't mere additions. They help refine the visual story of who we are, and black accessory brands fully understand this. Take Brandon Blackwood, a label that offers handbags in every imaginable color, and even creates one-of-a-kind shoes to complement them. Then there's Hanifa, your ultimate destination for both shoes and clothing you never knew you needed. If you're in search of a fresh take, Vavone's leather handbags come in unique shapes and sizes, while Johnny Nielsen's jewelry is sure to initiate captivating conversations. Looking for something unusual? Keep an eye out for newcomers Serratio and Relieve. They've got your handbag needs covered, while clothing and accessories go head to head to be the MVP, most valuable piece in your closet. The right accessories are always shining stars. The next article is titled, In the Studio, Edith's Founder, Sade Mims. The Philly-born, New York City-based designer and business owner invites us into her studio and gives us a look at her whole process. Sade Mims' parents instilled confidence in their daughter from an early age. Her father's lessons were so enriching that she got a tattoo of a quote he's repeated to her and her siblings throughout their lives. When given a task under the sun, never leave it until it's done. Be the labor great or small, do it well or not at all. With this as her mantra, Mims has been able to push through the many challenges of being a business owner and creating a design brand with a cult-like following that embraces every realm of the world of Edith. Her Brooklyn studio, a kind of safe space for visitors, is a reflection of who she is, with vibrant interiors designed mostly by Mims. Her pieces, from paintings to furniture, fill the room with warmth, color, and a sense of serenity. That grounded feeling you get when you walk into the space is a feeling Mims has always had, an inherent trait passed down
through her ancestry.
Edus was born in 2015, but the idea for the studio was conceived well before then. Mims always knew that she was destined to become the Black Martha Stewart, as her father would say. A substitute teacher once told her, "I love your name. You should use this name as a brand if you ever have one." A serendipitous moment like that gave Mims even more assurance that she was bound for success, and she did use her name. Edus is Said spelled backwards. Mims like to make things for eclectic individuals. The word eclectic was often used by family members to describe her when she was growing up, and it began to resonate. Her beaded hats and leather one-shoulder tops were creations that would later draw in individuals like actresses Tessa Thompson and Laura Harrier. But while her items might be eclectic to the eye, they are also timeless. Her jewelry, bags, and hats all look like articles you can pass down through generations. That may be why Mims loves eBay so much. Secondhand shopping has always been my jam because it allows me to time travel, and there is something quite fascinating about a piece having had several lives before it got to me, and knowing that it can live more lives after me, she explains. Mims has always taken the long view. It's allowed her to maintain a calm composure, though the process of owning a creative business is far from easy. As an artist, she is able to bring her talents in other mediums to life, with new projects underway, including pieces of furniture that she has designed and has been developing. And there's much more in the pipeline for the designer who's on track to reach Black Martha Stewart status. Soon enough, Edus will be offering reimagined iterations of eclectic forms. Mims leans on faith to persevere and relies on her unconventional approach and intuition. Don't rush your process is Mims' advice to future entrepreneurs. Don't allow outside influences to come into play in your creative process around the things that you decide to develop. I really think when you do anything from an honest place, it is always going to land well. The people who are supposed to be attracted to it will. It's important to remember that not everyone is going to be able to flow with you, and that is okay. That doesn't say anything about you. It just says that you need to find your audience. I think trusting yourself, ensuring that you take your time, and moving forward honestly and authentically is the best advice that I could give to someone trying to do this type of work. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.